Members, can I have your attention? Can we move to item 5? Now, this is both the items we've already had have been important. This is equally important, if not more so. This is the urban design study for the Wan Chai North and North Point harbourfront area. The scope of the study, we're going to be briefed on that. As you know, we've said we want to be involved. This is our chance to be involved. So please pay close attention and comment constructively, please. Thank you. Right. Amy, are you going to take us through, or April? Which one?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity. Sorry, can you hear?
Sorry, yes, I'm being reminded about declaring interest. Is anyone involved in this, in this around the table? I don't honestly think we are yet. Anyway, all right, off you go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for allowing this opportunity for us to introduce to you the proposed study scope for the urban design study for the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront areas. The sites we are looking at are actually covered by the Wan Chai Phase 2 development. Members may be aware of the fact that a few years back we've conducted this planning and engineering review for this area, the WD2 review, and the proposals of that review, including the land uses and the development parameters, were already incorporated into the relevant outline zoning plans. So, but this is a very important, this is a very prominent part of our harbourfront area, being what we call the extended CBD. So we think that it's of utter importance that we should pay special attention to the future form and design for the sites we are looking at. So we're proposing to conduct this urban design study for the area we're looking at. So this urban design study will be similar to the one we did for several sites in the Central District a few years back. But as opposed to that one, which mainly covers commercial development, we're now looking at a few sites which are proposed for public open space. But as these sites are for the enjoyment of the public, we think that it is all the more important that we should pay attention to the future design of these sites, especially looking at a design that should be what we think should be active, vibrant, accessible, that they should be of a special character, and that they should blend in with the future function of this very important area of our harbour front. The sites are not are now works area for the Wan Chai 2 development, being works area for the Central Wan Chai Bypass until, say, like 2016-17, and then thereafter some of the sites will be used for the works related to the Sha Tin Central link. So site availability will be looking at something like 2018 or 2020. So we still have a few years before the sites will be available for development, so we're making use of this time to conduct this urban design study. So that the future development will be more coherent and more acceptable to the general public. So may I now pass to April to explain to you the details of this proposed study scope, and then thereafter we can receive questions and suggestions and views from members. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, April. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairman. Thanks, Amy. Noting that members is very concerned about the future development of the Wan Chai North and North Point New Harbourfront areas, and have been calling for a study to look into a holistic design to guide the permanent development on these new harbourfront areas, Planning Department is preparing to commence an urban design study for the area. The task force has also invited us to brief and discuss with members on the proposed study scope before commencing the study. This is the purpose we come today. Let us first have a sight on the current situation of the new harbourfront areas in Wan Chai North and North Point. The area currently is mainly a works site. The reclamation works in parallel with the works for the Central Wan Chai Bypass Tunnel are in progress. these infrastructure works will gradually complete from 2017. As regards the permanent plannings for this area, as Amy has said, the Wan Chai Development Phase 2 Planning and Engineering Review, WD2 Review, completed in 2008, has laid down the development framework. Members may be familiar with the area is divided into five character precincts, the arts and cultural, the water park, the water recreation, the heritage precinct, and the leisure and recreation precinct. A major part of the reclaimed land is proposed for open space, leisure, and recreational uses. Most important is that the proposals put forth in the WD2 review have been incorporated into the Wan Chai North and North Point outline zoning plans. Apart from land use framework, major development parameters, including the building height and GFA restrictions, have been stipulated on the OZPs. The proposed study will focus on the urban design aspect for these new harbourfront areas. Since the land use planning for these sites have been comprehensively studied in the WD2 review and gone through an elaborated public engagement process, the land uses, as currently reflected on the OZPs, should be adhered to as the basis for deriving the urban design proposals. However, suitable revisions to the proposals, if found to be necessary and justified in the course of the study, would be considered. The study area will cover the area stretching from the Wan Chai to North Point. It mainly comprises the newly reclaimed land and the harbourfront sites, which are zoned mainly on the OZP as open space. The study area comprises three key sites. Site 1 is the new harbourfront area to the north of Hong Hing Road, covering the waterfront from Golden Bohemia Square and the expansion to its east. A major portion of the site is Song O, with the provision of three sites Song OU, waterfront-related commercial and leisure uses, subject to a maximum GFA of 1,800 square meter, and the building height restriction subject to 10 to 15 MPD on the OZP. A site is Song Pier on the OZP, and this new pier is to be commissioned in 2014. According to the WD2 review, this area is proposed for a themed water park. The new harbourfront area will be integrated with the proposed Golden Bohemia Square expansion in design. Site 2 covers the waterfront from Wan Chai Interchange up to Heng Fat Street in North Point. It covers the basin area, the yacht club, the noonday gun, and the typhoon shelter area. The site is mainly zoned OU, public waterfront promenade, and water recreation-related uses on OZP, and subject to the maximum building height restriction of 10 to 25 MPD. According to the WD2 review, the area is proposed for the development of a 6-meter-wide promenade and water recreational facilities, including a harbour education centre and a water sports centre. The planning intention is to explore opportunities to enhance the recreation and tourism elements in this area and the waterland interface, taking into account the functions of the existing land uses, including the Causeway Bay typhoon shelter. Site 3 covers the North Point Waterfront Reclamation Area. Again, the area is mainly zoned open space on OZP. The site is planned for the development of a district open space. A major portion of the site is the future CWB tunnel portal. The design of the open space will have to integrate with the adjacent east ventilation building, exhaust vent, and administration building of the CWB. The task force has previously been consulted on their exterior designs, and we understand that some discussion has also been carried out in the last meeting. The overall objective of the study is to work out an urban design framework and to formulate comprehensive planning and design briefs for the key sites, with a view to guiding the future developments and enhancement at the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront area with attractive, accessible, vibrant, sustainable, and distinctive characters for public enjoyment. Initially, we considered that the study should achieve certain objectives as follows, and maybe members may wish to supplement later. Firstly, is to create a distinctive identity and a sense of place for the study area, taking into consideration the strategic context of the Wan Chai North and North Point New Harbourfront areas. To enhance the vibrancy of the study area by promoting diversity of recreational and leisure uses and activities for public enjoyment, enhance accessibility from both landward and seaward sides, and create and design an enjoyable and barrier-free environment. maintain, reinforce, and extend existing rails from the hinterland to the waterfront and harbour, and provide extensive greening and landscaped area. While we have yet formulated the detailed requirements of the study, initially we suggest the study should at least cover the following scope. Again, member may wish to comment on this aspect later. Firstly, is to review, examine, and evaluate the design concepts already formulated under the WD2 review, and to prepare a refined urban design framework including an urban design plan, master layout plan, and landscape master plan. In doing so, due regard will be given to the harbour planning principles and guidelines which have to be observed. Prepare planning and design briefs for the three key sites identified, including the stipulation of development requirements. Formulate urban design control mechanisms to guide the implementation of the urban design proposals in the future. Undertake a traffic and transport review for the study area to assess the existing and future transport capacity, including the public transportation facilities, parking spaces, and loading and unloading facilities. A public transport plan will have to be prepared. Examine and recommend the pedestrian linkages in the study area at different levels, that is the underground, at grade and elevator level, and their interface with the existing pedestrian networks with a view to further improving the connectivity of the area. A pedestrian network plan will have to be prepared. Assess the business viability of the proposals in terms of cost, revenue and financial returns. Last but not least is to ascertain the overall sustainability of the harbourfront enhancement proposals. One point I would like to draw members' attention is that since the area concerned is mainly government land and mainly zoned open space, perhaps there are two options for the implementation of the proposal, including the conventional one under the government, say LCSD's management, or vesting the site to the proposed harbourfront authority to take up the development, operation and management. As the establishment of the harbourfront authority and sites to be vested to the authority is being studied under a separate exercise, identification of an implementation agent would not be included in this study. A two-stage public engagement program is suggested as part of the study process. The Stage 1 PE aims to gather public views on urban design objectives and issues. To enhance and stimulate public participation, consideration will be given to organize an idea competition to invite the public to contribute in innovative design ideas. These public ideas will serve as input for subsequent formulation of design concept. The Stage 2 public engagement will focus on the refined urban design framework for the study area and the design proposals for the key sites. The PE strategy will be formulated in the early stage of the study, and the Harbourfront Commission will be fully engaged during the study process. Taking into account members' comments at this meeting, we will prepare a consultancy brief and conduct the consultancy selection exercise in the second half of this year. It is anticipated that the study will commence in the fourth quarter of this year. It will take 18 months to complete in 2016. And that's the end of my presentation. We welcome members' views on the scope of the study to facilitate our preparation of the assignment brief. Thank you.
Thank you. That's very clear. Thank you. Comments, members, observations, contributions? Mr. Tam.
Thank you, Chairman. 一個小小的要求，就是我見那個配備方就不在你的 study area， 就是那個金紫荊廣場。那金紫荊廣場現在就是一個很重要的遊客點來的，但是那個地方其實相當小和不理想的那個環境。其實會不會將那個擺埋落去，將那個改善埋呢個金紫荊？既然這個對香港一個這麼重要的 但日子都在那裡做，但那個地方其實我覺得就不理想，可不可以都實質一下，包括那個人流啊、 traffic 啊、那裡做儀式時候的 sitting 啊、那個安排，這 facility 會不會可以在那裡再加上在 study 裡？
I think it's a very good idea. It's very much the poor relation at the moment. Yeah. Suggestions, Paul?
Yeah, support Mr. Lem on this one. But I think that it's that counts for several sites. I noticed that basically in the study area only delineates almost government land and excludes private land or sites allocated to Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Centre. I suggest to take the area all the way up to the build of the Convention Exhibition Centre, so including the sidewalk on the other side of the road should be included. And similarly, Hung Hing Road, we should include all the pavement space up and including the build line on the other side of the road, not on the water side of the road. And then for the police, what is that called? The recreation club with the police, that should be included as an area. And I think the GIC site on the corner of Whitfield, Waifeidou, the corner there in North Point, all of that should be included. And then the site of the FEHD on the corner at behind Waifeidou, and then that should be included as well. I think all of those sites should be included in terms of, we shouldn't be outside that because those are all relevant. That's the immediate study area where we would propose design, where we would have design proposals. But I think the seabed should be included, connecting the black dot on the Convention Exhibition Centre on the left to the dotted points on the North Point side, and everything inside that, the seabed should be included in terms of marine uses, proposals and so on, and activation of the water, not just activation of the land, and we should come up with proposals for that. So on this particular one, I would take a point from the right red dot all the way to the left red dotted area, and all that water in between should be part of the study area of what we're going to do with that, because then we have the typhoon shelter, and we would have all the other spaces in front of the we would have the pier inside, we would have the all of the relevant land water interfaces inside. So, and in terms of study area for enhancements, which is and proposals for linkages, I think that area got to be indicated as also, as if it's not study area for where we're going to spend money, then definitely area where we want to have proposals. So I think that's the larger area needs to be indicated. The reason being, well, it's kind of done here with the walk bridges. It kind of indicates, shows the wider area, but I think we've got to be a little bit more specific about that study area. I hope we can make those changes. Then on the issue of land uses, we've had that we have an endless debate and almost fights over whether we had to stick to the outline zoning plan or not. I think we should be reasonably flexible. These land uses have been determined a long time ago. It was our first project in 2004 or 2005 that we worked on this. Now it's 8 years later. So to assume that the land uses are still the same, I think it's not right. So although it can be a guideline to start as a starting point, but I don't necessarily think that we should be very firm on the agreed land uses. But at some stage in the first part of the project, or in the later part of the project, reconfirm the land uses at some stage. Those would be my suggestions, Chairman.
Thank you. KY?
Thank you, Chairman. A simple comment or simple feedback is I support the idea and would like to proceed as quickly as possible. When April was doing the presentation, I suddenly spot among the photos of the public engagement activities, events in the presentation, I spot a much younger looking Vincent and a much younger looking KY. So we have been looking at meeting for quite a long time. Well, engineering work does takes a long time, infrastructure work. So, but anyway, let's move on. My only suggestion is this time, well, we have good example and precedents with Central Waterfront Urban Design Studies, so we just follow on that. Proper engagement is, of course, important. Just one suggestion, this time perhaps you can spend a little bit more, or the study team can spend the discussion to be drawn, send a bit more on the land water-land interface as well. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Very important in this particular location. Peter?
The problem really is that, and we get it perennially in Hong Kong, is that we don't look on urban design comprehensively. We zone and then we think up rather innocuous uses to fill the space available. And there's really, you know, what comes out of this paper is that there's really too many areas as a whole called landscape open space rather than usable space like precincts and promenades and so on. I think as Paul said, we're going really back too far to kind of raise these old uses. I've no idea what a themed water park actually is, except to say that it really belongs in Ocean Park. Outdoor performance areas, you know, I see this on all the plans. Performance areas are very strange things, you know, they're not in use all the time. Who performs there? So in the fact, what we end up with is sort of rather empty, ambiguous spaces, not defined, not really serving any major public need. And what are the inland water features? You know, we're next to the harbour, for Christ's sake. And what is a harbour education centre? Do we really need to be educated about the harbour? You know, again, we seem to be plagued by administration buildings and ventilation buildings. I'm all in favour. I think the only thing I can find in the whole scheme that I'm in favour of is broadening the seawall outside the existing typhoon shelter to facilitate public access. I think that's a great idea. I think just in terms of the study scope, I find it a bit difficult to assess the business viability of proposals if we're actually also being asked to evaluate the concepts. And I do think evaluating the concepts should be a main task right from the outset. I mean, you could almost divide this study into two bits, one of which is to actually look at the component parts. And I think, you know, the problem there is that some of these proposals are extremely woolly in the first place. We need to be more ambitious, I think. The little basin that we've called a water park is exactly what we need for a maritime museum with its own water basin. And a proposal has already been produced for that, quite voluntarily, with a range of ships and display areas and so on and so forth. I think if we are to carry out an urban design study, let's do it properly, not sort of constrain it from the outset by really defining what's going into it. Thank you.
Thank you. Shuki, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think I support this study because actually it's moving into what we call the action-oriented study, which the planning department is supposed to prepare the design briefs or the design control mechanisms. And with a committed program to be completed by the end of 2016. And I think what my only suggestion is, I think we should look at the need to prepare a what I call the pedestrian master plan, because that should be the prime objectives rather than bury into one of the many objectives.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Yep. Please. Alvin, thank you.
First of all, it's always good to study, number one. I strongly actually echo with Peter on some of the wordings, the so-called themes of these different areas. I hope that they're tentative titles and we could have a chance to revisit and validate some of this. Indeed, there's probably too many times that we start at the very early planning stage, having a theme, and then at the end of the day, it's reduced to maybe a sign in blue, and then it says water as a theme park. And basically, there's nothing there. So, and for example, arts and culture, where I come from, did we actually talk to Hong Kong Arts Center, if you place it out there, or you talk to LCSD, they have this beautiful space at Oil Street, they're a former Royal Yacht Club. So we probably need a little bit of early deliberation with some of the potential kind of partners before we could put a theme on it. So at the end of the day, as I said, I support the study.
Thank you.
Yes.
Please. Vincent.
Chairman, I would definitely support the study, and I'm just wondering whether we can go one step further. I'm asking, what is the position of the Harbourfront Commission in this study? Is it a organizer of this study or a supporting organization of this study or whatever, you know. Because, well, frankly speaking, when we were in the district talking about the establishment of the Harbourfront Authority, well, we have been engaging a lot of district councils and also I think this study, well, would not be successful if we do not have adequate public support and participation of the public. And we have, in the 9th district, we have been advocating planning with the people. And so I think, well, if we would like to move on and continuing what the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee and the Harbourfront Commission or the future Harbourfront Authority, I think we need to be actively involved in all planning process that we are planning together with the people. So I would like to see at least, well, a logo or whatever sort of participation of the Harbourfront Commission in this forthcoming study. Yeah, I wonder what others would feel about it. You know, it's not just a planning department initiative, but it's also, well, working together with.
I think it should be a partnership.
Yeah, the Harbourfront Commission.
Maggie, please.
Sure. Can I just to support Vincent's view, I would have thought this was the ideal opportunity for us to do participatory planning as we've been planning to do all along. Going to public engagement once it's all down on paper is not the way to go. And also we need to maintain the flexibility. I absolutely agree. We got stuck last time and we never changed anything for years and years and years because it was on the zoning plan. We've got to be able to review and see if it's still relevant, still current, still what we want.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
主席，咁咧就其實以水為主例咧，已經過入即係離諮詢咗灣仔區議會，咁但係其實我哋都有一個關注點咧，就係海濱確實係好靚，但係個問題咧就係頭先都有委員講啦，就係南北個通道我點樣出去，即係呢個出去個問題，因為而家人人上到通行咧，其實我哋已經整緊lift㗎啦，但係個問題咧就要2020先至有lift。 而家去個study去到2016年，咁好似好配合，但係啲lift咧其實確實係要行出去嘅天橋啊，或者各樣嘅通道咧，其實係好少嘅。咁我哋其實都擔心，究竟我點樣可以出到呢個海濱？第一點。第二點咧就係銅鑼灣北站，港鐵銅鑼灣北站嗰個位置選址到而家都仲未確實嘅。咁究竟我哋點樣用公共交通可以出到去咧？呢個係我哋擔心嘅問題。 另外第三咧就係而家已經有好多旅遊巴去今次京廣場去會展一帶，咁究竟如果第時個海濱長廊做咗咁靚啦，啲旅遊巴泊喺邊咧，亦都變成另一個交通擠塞嘅問題咧，我哋到而家都仲未諗到解決嘅方法，咁我諗我哋委員會都要諗呢個解決嘅問題。第四咧就係土木工程署啱啱上咗區議會咧，就有一個。 可行性嘅研究報告，咁都揀咗啲地點咧，都係近我哋而家呢個海濱揀咗啲位置嘅，包括會展或者係啲政府嘅用地。咁睇嚟呢個可行性嘅研究報告咧，佢提咗之後咧，就會到2017年咧，如果今年年尾可以攞到錢嘅話咧，2017年佢哋就會有一個提交一個可行性嘅建議報告。咁而呢樣嘢我諗其實好似冇喺呢個委員會度有傾過或者提示過，咁呢個新嘢嚟嘅。咁 即係點樣去match曬整體呢啲咁多唔同嘅 items 咧？咁我諗呢一個係將來可能要再傾嘅問題咯。唔該，主席。
Thank you, very useful contributions. Thank you, Sujata. Thank you,
Chairman. In general, I think this is a good study. I would support it. The only thing in terms of public engagement, I think the Her Wanchai study should be used as a model, rather than the central urban design, because I think it was very controversial. And the other thing is, I know that the North Point ferry piers were included in the Island East study before, but even today, when I just took the ferry to the North Point, it just is a deplorable situation. And I think it's... you know, Hong Kong shouldn't continue with that. Maybe the larger study area could include some of that area as well, in terms of even the more hinterland as well, and definitely agree with Paul and others' comments about not being fixed on what was decided in 2004, but being more flexible to allow for more innovation to happen, and a lot more emphasis on land-water interface, as KY and others suggested. So, and the public engagement should be truly transparent and truly wanting to make a great harbor front. And I think, Vincent, your suggestion of making it a co-organized project with the Harbor Commission, I think would be good, because especially with the Harbor Authority coming online later. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Planning Department, probably you deserve a turn. Reaction, responses to the various points that have been made? Would you like to respond?
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you, members, for your support to this study. A few members made suggestions to the study area boundary. I just want to explain a little bit further about how we define our study area. We're looking at sites which are newly formed sites from WD2 project. We've already included a Golden Bohemia Square into the study area, as shown in the this plan here. The pink area is already included.
Look at another slide. Go to another slide. Your study area. There's another slide.
Study area, another. This one. It's in. I can tell you that it's included.
All right, let's accept so the assurance that it's included. Yes, thank
so,
you.
So, and some of the public footpaths and all that are already included as well. The parts that we've not included are actually those which are undergoing active study, or those who have already have committed development proposals. Those we don't include in this current study, but we'll certainly look at the interface with these other proposals under various different studies, including the upcoming one on the underground space study that that was just mentioned. We'll certainly ensure that there'll be the interface between those two studies will be carefully looked into, especially the fact that the same team is managing the two studies here. So that could be ensured. I'll let April respond to the detailed sites that's been proposed for inclusion or not or exclusion in a while. But one point about Paul's point about inclusion of the water area, and I think that the same concept also applies here, because we'll certainly look at the overall marine traffic situation in the area when we formulate our urban design proposals. But actually, we will not be making any specific proposal on that, on the marine traffic, because this is totally something of a different discipline. Concerning the themes of the proposed themes that's been included in this study scope, certainly there is a scope to review those themes under the study, and we will certainly take members' comments about engaging relevant stakeholders at the early part of our study to ensure that all these views of important stakeholders will be taken into account in formulating the themes. The land use proposals under the OZPs will be our starting point. We will certainly go through the study process, and where necessary, we'll make adjustments to these proposals where necessary. The point about using her as a model for public engagement, certainly we will take that into account and in formulating our detailed PE proposals. Coach parking, that's part of our study scope, because we have included a traffic review under this study, and under that part of the study will look into the requirements for coach parking. As for connection with the hinterland and how it could be accessed via public transport, our public transport network, it's also part of our study, pedestrian connections and all that. But if you're talking about immediate improvement, it may be necessary to look into indeed this aspect under different contexts, because we're talking about a study which has to go through a process, and then it will be some years before the study will be completed. And as I said, implementation will be we will expect that to commence after 2018, so it will be some time before that could be conducted. So about the detail.
Sorry, can you just ask for a point of clarification? You said marine uses wouldn't be considered because they're another discipline, but I mean, how can you look at this very active piece of waterfront, which is all about boats and comings and goings?
What I mean is that we will not be making specific proposal for marine traffic under this urban design study, but we'll certainly take into account the existing situation and the future use of the water in the surrounding areas when we go through the study.
So would Marine Department be part of the exercise?
We'll certainly make sure that all relevant departments are participant to this study process.
Seem to be an important stakeholder
in this particular case.
Sure. Thank you. Sorry, you were going to ask us some of the questions on detail. Sorry, I butted in. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Maybe supplement on the study area. Just now mentioned about the Bohemia Garden, Bohemia Square. And actually, this area is the planned expansion of the Bohemia Square, which will be included in our study. And we will study about how this area is to design to have interface with the existing square. And about the footpath along Hong Heng Road and down here, and down here. Actually, all this along this existing footpath will be included into our study, and maybe members may be aware there are some beautiful trees along this footpath. It will be included in our study scope to see how we can make use of the existing situation to improve the area as a waterfront promenade along this area. And for those existing development, just as Paul mentioned, the GIC here, although it is not included in our study area because it is already committed land use, but all the interface with the surrounding immediate development will be duly observed. And one point I would like to supplement is that about the connectivity, which is a major task of our study. So all the connectivity with the inland area will be included. So that's why we have do some preliminary research to see the opportunity. And when the study commences, we will ask the consultant to look into all the feasibility of the connection at three level: the underground level, the aggregate level, and the elevator level. All these will be included. And just now, my member has also mentioned another study, that is the underground space study. Actually, we are preparing to consult the HC in April about this study, which is going to commence soon. Okay, thank you.
Other comments, members? Paul?
Yeah, it is a fundamental issue. Planning Department is very happy to look into the opportunities and feasibilities for pedestrian connections outside the study area, but they're not willing to look into the marine issues. Because you don't feel comfortable with it. You've never done it. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing it. If this was a study from the Harbourfront Commission, we would be looking at it. But because it's a study by the Planning Department and you only look after land, you don't look after it. So I think, Chairman, I think we've got to make a fundamental... It's not just about getting professional input from the Marine Department here. It's us making a clear plan for what we want on the waterfront. And the planning and the Marine Department can give professional advice of where the fairways are, which area to keep clear, whether things are safe and things like that. But in terms of the use of the water and what we can do and what we'd like to happen on the water, we want community input, we want their ideas, we want stakeholder input, what they want on the water, and then you can check with the Marine Department whether they're happy with those users. And then you can designate areas of seabed for that support that users. I mean... And we've got to make that clear and part of the study. If we don't, we fail. You know, we cannot just stop at the waterfront. in terms of the sites that I've indicated, like the GRC sites, I think we've got to expand the boundary of the study area clearly across the road, and that those pavements and all of those got to be included in terms of enhancement, where we're going to invest money, where we come up with proposals, not just whether there are, you know, you can observe the interface with the GRC. That's not enough. We got to go to that edge of the curb and say, what are we going to do here to make it better? So I think that we've got to expand the area very clearly. In terms of the comments, Chairman, about HER as a model, HER was a good model for us because the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee at that time was in charge of that study. For Kai Tak, Planning Department was in charge and we were assisting, and for the UDS, basically was entirely the Planning Department, and then we participated at some of the functions. But what we are asking for going back to HER is making sure that this is as comprehensive as we did at that time. It means that it's a study done by us, and you are helping us execute it. So, Chairman, I hope we can make that very clear on where we want to go with this one on these three items.
Winnie, I mean, just thinking of the way forward, I mean, I think there is a view around the room, and indeed it certainly would be my view, that we should participate very closely in this particular exercise. Now, how can we make that happen?
Let me talk about the relationship between the Commission and the Planning Department. I think clearly this is a study to be conducted and initiated by the Planning Department in response to members' previous requests for a kind of UDS type of study to look after this WD2 sites areas. So I would see this study as a replica of the UDS in the new Central Harbour Front. So this will provide us both the planning parameters, clear planning parameters, as well as one area that last time in the UDS for Central that we have not done is about the business viability and also the connectivity thing. So this is a study to be conducted by Planning Department, and I'm sure that the Commission will play a very active advisory role in this particular study. As members may recall that WD2 sites could possibly be the sites to be taken up by the authority in future. So I would foresee and anticipate members and the Commission's active participation in the study. But this is not a Commission study, it is a Plan D study. I wish to make that very clear. As well as in respect of the site boundary, it has actually been carefully crafted that the areas are those areas that could be in future taken up by the authority if there's a if the authority is established. So we will be focusing on the areas that that we need to look into, and it's a preparatory work in paving the way for the authority.
Can I just respond? Because I sense there will be a certain unease around the room with that response. We've moved on since UDS. We didn't participate in the way that I think we would have liked to have done in UDS. Commission now is much more proactive. The success of the authority certainly would be very involved if the authority was in existence now with the planning of this area. Why can't the Commission, I'm not saying we necessarily drive the study, commission the study, but why can't we work alongside the Planning Department on the study?
I think there's no problem to have close collaboration between the Commission and the Planning Department, but I think this is, in respect of the contractual issue, is a Plan D study. So I think possibly we could set up a working group or whatever to provide closer collaboration between the Commission and the Plan D in taking forward the study.
Maybe the thing is to take this away, but I mean, I think this is a crucial piece of work, and the Commission, I think, needs to be closely involved. And maybe you'd like to come back and think and then come back, having talked to Plan D and others in government about how we can be closely involved.
By Winnie, I think the idea for a working group to help coordinate the project is a very good idea. That would be a practical way of creating an interface. I still have a problem with the definition of the site area. If this is the site which could potentially be taken up with the Harbourfront and the Harbourfront Authority, that's one issue. But study area is a different issue. So I think we've got the study area got to be broader than just the site that we may take on. So we cannot limit ourselves only to potential sites we may possibly take on. That's an administrative decision, which is not good. I think we've got to take a broader view about the areas where we study it on overall impacts and enhancement proposals, and the areas where we may want to do ourselves work or other work needs to be done. So I think we've got to change the boundaries. Again, for now, I understand why Bohemia Square is absolutely excluded, because that's part of the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center land. And that's why it's not in the plan here. So it should not be excluded in terms of our study, getting community feedback and making proposals. That we're not going to do the work, but that the Convention Exhibition Center has to do the work, that's a different issue. So I think we've got to adjust the study area clearly.
Sorry, may I supplement? As members may see that the study is focusing on the new sites that's reclaimed from the WD2 project. So, I do see that there should be a clear objective of this study, which arise from previous discussions in the past, that the Commission would like to take up more detailed urban design study in respect of the WD2 size areas. This has been discussed before, and so the boundary has been carefully crafted to take this forward.
Yeah, I think, Winnie, the challenge is we need to look at things holistically. You know, we keep saying we're providing this holistic plan for the waterfront. Where you see these lines is not a holistic approach. I mean, I take some comfort from what the planning department was saying, that, you know, albeit there's a line drawn here, they will very closely look at the adjacent sites and the interface. But I think that probably needs to be reinforced, because I think just to look at the areas which are coloured on the plan, if you like, in isolation, I think would make me very nervous, very nervous. But members, I mean, Winnie floated this idea, or suggested this idea of a working party, a working group. Shall we explore that further and come back to the task force with a proposal that how we might work closely with the planning department on this particular initiative? I mean, planning department, you've been a bit quiet. Would you be happy with working with us?
We certainly have no problem in working with a working group of the task force.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Of course, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, members. Okay, we will come back to you on this idea of the working group and work with the planning department on this important piece of work. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.